views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
You had to see this thing. It looked like you were moving.
It was something in time, right. It was like you were there at the castle of Harry Potter. It was amazing. And the rooms were gorgeous. That's the only thing that I'm frustrated with myself, that I didn't take pictures inside the place.
Oh.
I only took pictures of the outside.
Could you imagine the orbs you would have caught?
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. But so it was fantastic. It was like you go through hallways and upstairs and downstairs and through other doorways, and it was like a big trap door and stuff like that. It was amazing to get to your
castle, right?
Yeah, to get to your rooms and stuff like that. I kept on getting lost constantly. I kept on getting lost. So one thing that made me
King Arthur was in his castle.
There you go, King Arthur.
So you must have felt
and the Round Table. That's right.
You must have felt comfortable.
I was in my home, my home element.
He was in his element, folks.
Yeah, no, but it was really cool hanging time with a bunch of people because we all think outside the box.
Yeah.
We all live outside the box. We've all had our own personal experiences growing
up,
dealing with being a little eccentric in our ways. And it was so much fun, so much fun. And there were certain personalities that you just drew together, you know? And it was great. The last, you know, we did what's known as a platform.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you stand up in front of a group of people and you start to connect to, you know, people who've crossed over, dead people.
Right.
And people, everybody was connecting, boom, like specifics and stuff.
Unbelievable.
And the first time I went up there, I was one of the first ones to go up on the first day, and I was the last one on the last day to go up because I was up there twice. And they broke you up into little groups, and everybody was doing it in front of other people and stuff like that. And that was a lot of fun. And the first time I went up there, I connected with this one girl's friend, and it was amazing, and she was crying. No, I connected with her mother, and she was crying, and I gave her specific messages. And she says, Artie, she says, you changed my life.
You know, folks, when he says that, he's not kidding. When you connect to someone on the other side, think about it. When somebody leaves this earth, you feel that's it. It's over. There's no more connection. There's no more nothing. But knowing us, you know that that's not true. So what do? You get a second chance. You get a second chance to connect with a loved one that you never thought you'd connect with again. And it is so
healing,
and it energizes you, and it changes your outlook on life because you know that this is not it. You know there's another place we go, and we're all going to hook up again. It gives you such confidence.
Yeah, my energy was electrified.
I can imagine.
It was.
You look different to me now.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, my energy was electrified.
I feel like a certain, yes, I do.
And I was getting attention, like, from everybody.
Even
the teachers. Everybody was just noticing me. Everybody. And I'm sitting there, and I'm just looking. It's like, why am I getting all this attention? It's not like I'm dancing.
Your fly was open.
Yeah, there you go. No. No. And I admit it, if it was, trust me. Nothing to be ashamed of. No, but at the same time. So anyway, so I'm doing my shtick, you know, I'm doing my thing. And, you know, and now mind you, in England, everything is proper.
Of course.
So they have like a certain way that you need to be, not me.
Of course.
And so I just like let it out. So I was mimicking the spirit as he was.
Really?
And I actually connected to our friend D.
No
Dolores.
Way.
I connected to one of her friends. And she said, no, Art. She goes, you nailed him. You got him right on the money.
He was there?
Dee was there, yeah.
I knew she was going.
Yeah. Oh, and I try to connect to her.
Yes.
So it was really interesting. So, you know, I get there, I'm there like 6 hours before everyone else got there. And had I have known that I didn't have to check in that early, I would have waited, but I got there early. So I'm hanging out and I'm feeling very unnerved. I'm in a different country. I'm like an hour and a half away from London now because Stampstead, that's the name of the town, Stampstead. So I had to go to planes, trains, and automobiles to get there, like to get to this college out in the middle of nowhere. And I felt very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
My nerves were shot inside. And I'm usually not. I'm usually comfortable under all circumstances.
That's spirit, honey.
Yeah, I don't know, but I felt very unnerved. I felt very vulnerable. It was just weird.
Almost like a butterflies in your stomach kind of thing.
Oh, worse than that.
Than that. That's spirit coming to you at all angles.
But when I first arrived, because I arrived in London a couple of days before classes started so I could experience London, which I showed you pictures.
Amazing.
And it was on Facebook. So if you want to check out my Facebook, check out Artie Hoffman, you know. So that's ArtieHoffman. So I have some cool pictures. That's right. And let me tell you something. You know, their subway system is like spot clean. It's amazing.
Well, everything
how
is spot clean. Out of
everything
out
is
of
there.
New York, out of United States.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I don't know about that, but in England, in London, it was amazingly clean. And then so one of the nights when I was there, I went to see Motown. I went to one of those like Broadway type shows, even though it was in London. And they were amazing. That was my third time I saw the show, but it was so much fun. I said, you know what? I got to go again. I
got to
go. And so it was fun. And then, you know, touring around. So everything that I saw was brand new.
Yeah.
And I would ask people, how do I get from this place to that place to this place? And once they explain, like, all these directions, like, after you move 10 feet away from them, you're asking somebody else how to get to the next 10 feet, 20 yards, you know?
You're so out of your element.
Yeah, and so everybody was just so accommodating. And it's like, you know, their system is different. So then, you know, before, you know, there's a lot of things to do before you go to Europe, before you go to England or any place. You have to call the credit card company, let them know.
I know.
To let them know. Otherwise, you can't use your credit cards to let them know. So, you know, for security reasons.
Sure.
You got to let your phone company know. So I got the international plan, so it didn't cost me $1 million.
I was so grateful that you called me.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. So I got the unlimited plan where you could just text and call all you want.
It was like he was around the corner, guys. And I'm not even joking.
Yeah, you were saying that.
It was like you weren't even
away from New Jersey,
because
it was that clear. It was
as clear as a bell.
Isn't technology amazing?
Amazing.
Yeah, people
amazing.
Are listening to us right now around the world.
This is true.
Around the country and around the world, so that's really cool. So, it was a lot of fun. But the thing is, you know, like when I'm here, you know, I could speak with my British accent and I could sound very convincing, you know, when I speak here. But over there, it's not so exciting because everyone else does. And so they say, blimey me, you know, you sound just like us. But they don't know that I'm American if I speak like this, you know, they just assume that I'm like, you know, one of them. So,
that is so cool.
And the food was good there. It
did
was like
say,
regular.
Did you say hi to Tony for me?
No. Yes.
Did he remember me?
Did he remember? Oh, Scott. Yes, he did. As a matter of fact, he looked at me. I was shocked. And he looked at me and I said, hey, Tony, how's it going? And I only met him once. Yeah. And that was over a year ago. Yeah. And he sees thousands of people. And he looks at me and he's handing papers out, you know. And he goes, oh, Artie, Jew with a clue. How you doing? I said, wow, he remembers.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm so impressed.
Yeah. And I told them that you lost, you know, half a human being, you know, as far as your weight goes and stuff. So, but it was really interesting. And all the teachers there, you know, the teachers a few times throughout the course of the week were doing demonstrations. Let me tell you something.
I can imagine.
They were all Scud missiles.
I'm sure.
All of them were like, boom, 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 boom. It was like the 4th of July fireworks. They were boom, 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 boom. Every bit of information was so detailed, was so accurate. And your mother wants me to tell you that, you know, you have the diamond ring that she gave you on this date and that you were to split it between your two sisters. And sometimes names came out and other times it didn't.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the information and detail was just mind-blowing.
Wow.
And other people were doing that to the students, but the teachers.
I can't imagine.
I mean, put it this way: there were students that were, you know, like myself and stuff. But I'm talking about the others, not myself. And they were like just amazingly accurate with their information. And at first, they're like a little nervous, but you get going, and they're just saying the information, delivering it to the audience, and specifically pointing out specific people who it belongs to.
Wow.
Not just a general. They go, no, I'm getting somebody's mother, and it's, excuse, sir, I'm looking at you over there. And it would have to be. And they started hitting details. And this was the students. This was like, you know, people like myself.
Yeah.
But then, so like, we were like flying in a, like on the Concorde.
Of course.
The teachers were like in the satellite. They were like on, they were like blowing even the best of the students away, the teachers. And it was just so much fun to listen to.
Oh, I could imagine.
Now, personally, for myself,
yeah.
I personally don't get a high on listening just to other mediums do their shows and do their shit. Because I do this all the time.
Exactly.
We do this.
And
so I listen to them. Yeah, it's not a big deal. So I listened to it. I said, all right. But there was something about listening to the teachers do it that they were just so fast and so pinpoint accurate on all the information. I just.
And look at the environment you were in. Let's face it.
That helps.
That's tremendous.
Yeah. Yeah, you're in the energy where I was explaining to Sky off the air, not hitting, like if you're even a half-ass medium, you not hitting in the energy field while you're at this school of Arthur Findlay, the energy was so high. For you not to hit, that's like almost impossible.
Right.
Because the energy was so extreme, like it was so wide open to the other side.
I'm going next year. No
so I want to go again next year also.
Oh, good.
I do.
Excellent.
But I want to try a different teacher. I had Tony Stockwell back-to-back times.
Yeah.
I love him.
I do too.
Amazing teacher.
I love Tony.
He is so, so funny.
I know.
So funny. And what charisma. He's so entertaining.
Isn't he? I just adore him. And he's so personable. And he has no problem sharing his personal life with you. And you get to know him on a real personal level.
Yep.
Like he's your best friend.
Yeah. He treats everybody on it, like you said, on a personal note, on a personal level. And he's very open about him being gay and stuff like that. And he was telling us a time where he was working a regular job when he was like in his late teens, early 20s, and how one of his, the stock managers where he was working, who was an old female with show cleavage, and she was talking with a raspy voice with a cigarette in her mouth. And she goes, I'm going to be downstairs in the stock room. I'm just letting you know. And so Tony goes, she's the reason why I turned gay. And he says, I'm going to give her the credit for turning gay. So he was so funny with his quick wits.
He is. I know that he's got amazing children and he's got an amazing partner.
Yeah.
And oh, his children are gorgeous. God bless them. And he's just such a nice person. But in his own element, how was he?
He was amazing. He really was. He was flawless and he was making everybody laugh. He was, Tony Stockwell was extremely informative with all his information. Now, put it this way. Do I personally agree with everything that they say? No. I don't agree with their concepts with certain things.
I don't either. They're very strict.
It's not so much as that they're very strict. Yes, they're very strict. But they don't believe in having to protect yourself at all.
What?
They don't believe in negative energy.
Yeah.
They don't believe. It exists. Negative energy exists. I don't care what you say. Evil energy, it exists.
It has to exist. There's a yin and
a
yang.
Exactly. And so they said, no, there's no such thing. And I mean, I don't know. That's their concept. But like I said, I don't buy into it.
I do understand where they're coming. Because when you look at the Holy Spirit, our creator, the universe, okay, the energy of the universe, he is unconditional. So why would he not love you and not love the guy down the road and not like the girl down the road? You know what I'm saying? Why would he make a negative?
No, well, God has made a negative, but the thing is, they put all their energy in just to the positive.
Yes.
That they give the negative no energy whatsoever.
Right.
But so when you could do that, you know, you don't have to deal with so much negativity because all your energy is dealing with just the positive.
Right.
And it's not that the negative energy doesn't exist. It's just that you put all your thoughts and energy into the positive. But they're saying that, nope, negative energy doesn't, evil, that, nope, the spirit world is in the spirit world. They can't affect us. They can't hurt us. They can't touch us. And yes, they can.
Yes, they can. That is not so true.
And they say that. And then they said it's just a memory of them and that it's.
Oh, that's baloney.
And I just don't buy it.
Listen, I have seen and run into many a spirit who have been a little bit nasty.
Yeah.
And have flung things across a room.
And they push people downstairs.
Push people down steps. Yes.
And with marks on their body.
Absolutely. I agree with you. But I feel that those people were bad people in life, too. They were like negative people giving negative energy in life.
So I said to Tony, I says, what is it? Because I won't go to like mental hospitals that are abandoned or go to jails that are abandoned, like Alcatraz or what.
Yeah.
I won't go there because the energy that can connect. So I said to Tony, what about that? Or what about when you go to a bar? Because there's a lot of entities where where that could connect you from being at the bar. And they
very true.
And he said, no. He says, it doesn't exist. He says, no, it's just an illusion. It's just, no. And I just totally didn't buy that 1 ounce.
I don't buy that. And no, there are negative energies. There are absolutely, well, just like there's negative people who are alive, negative people die. And guess what? They become negative souls if they don't conform. Some of them stay here. Some of them stay here to cause mischief or to cause trouble, or they're not ready to go. And they do cause trouble, mischief, and problems. Absolutely. And you have to protect yourself against that.
You do. And there's certain rituals. It's, and a lot of it's through prayers. You know, it could be through incense. It could be through saging. It could be. But prayers. You know, when you want to cleanse your home, you know, and you put sea salt out around your perimeter of your property while you're saying certain, you know, prayers. You know, it could be, whether it be from the Bible, whether it be from your heart, but they still work.
Michael the Archangel. Oh, I passed the church today, Michael the Archangel.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, very nice.
Way in Rutherford.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Beautiful. I was so happy to see that. I really was, because he's my guy.
There's
he's
a gorgeous church in a beautiful temple. It's like a church. It is a church. But it's like, I almost call it a temple because there's so many saints and stuff. It's not a temple like Jewish temple, but it's like a mosque, like a temple. It's but it's a church. And you have like all these saints around there and all these candles burning. And it's in Staten Island. I forgot.
You were telling me about that.
Yeah, it's on the other end of the island, closer to the Verrazano.
Yes.
But,
what about that beautiful place that you took me to?
Oh,
what do you call that? Oh.
Saint Joseph's Shrine.
Folks,
that's an amazing place. And that's in Long Hill, New Jersey.
Magnificent.
St. Joseph holds a special energy in there and stuff. And you want to know something? When I go to my temple, to my Jewish temple, I also pick up an energy there that my prayers are intensified. And
Moses is there and God is there, you know, and let's face it, these are a lot of heavyweights there.
You know, it's funny. It's like, you know, people wear
Abraham.
People wear the cross, people wear the sign of Jesus or Jesus's face and all that stuff around their necks. And the emblem. The Jewish people, it's not like they walk around with a picture of Moses on them or Abraham on them or gefilte fish or chicken soup for those who are sick.
Or a big matzo ball
around
here.
Right. Hey, listen, if you're sick, all right, you got the flu here. Wear this matzo ball.
Exactly. Call me. Take your matzo balls and call me in the morning. You know what it's like? It's like all the guys that we call saints, they're all Jews. They're all Jews.
That's funny. Yeah.
But it's the truth. Everybody in Christ's time, including Christ, was Jewish.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, what is the difference? There is no difference. I feel like there's no difference. It's just the story continues, you know? To me, there is like, it's like a continuum. There's no end to how much you could learn. There's no end to where religion goes, you know? And I just feel that our religions are so tightly braided together that we're like one. But then again, I'm more spiritual than I am religious.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know
what
I mean? I don't really believe in conformed religion.
This was so funny. I'm at a party doing one of my parties. This was years ago.
I got to stop you for a second. We have to take a break, folks, but we're going to be right back to listen to all this amazing stuff.
So stick around. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carey Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Ari Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Ari has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Ari party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Introducing The Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit The Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Thank you so much. That was a great song. And welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Artie.
And Sky.
So
wait, if anybody wants an amazing reading by Sky on a personal note, if you want a private session with her, call her at
908-500-1474. And if you want a Scud missile,
I am a Scud missile these days. Yes, I am.
All the way from London, England.
That's right. All the way from London, England. England, all you people out there.
Mr. Arthur Hoffman.
So call 1-877-ANGEL-02. I almost forgot my number. 877-ANGEL.
Right.
Oh, I got to say something before we start talking about our topic about healing. I felt so great about being out there because the teachers were saying, especially Lynn Probert, an amazing teacher, an amazing person. I love this girl to death. Love this woman to death. She said, as soon as I became a medium, an all-out medium, my memory went right out the window. She
goes,
I used to have an incredible memory.
I felt so good that
I'm not the only one.
Oh,
because I can't remember Jack Kraft.
Neither can I. The two of us sit there and go, what is his name?
It's amazing. And like, I'm not the only one. And other people, this is a common trait.
Oh, it is?
Also, another common trait is that mediums are incredibly empathetic.
Wow,
they're incredibly sensitive. Incredibly sensitive.
Yes.
Have a habit of having a partner that's the direct polar opposite of them.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, but this is—it's a consistency. Everybody who I met was with their opposite. It was amazing.
How true is that?
And it's like everybody else is vulnerable, but yet everybody else is insanely talented. Insanely talented.
Amazing. I am so, I felt so good.
And I thought, I'm one of the very few, like, why am I feeling like, it's like it takes away your confidence level. And it's like, no, I'm not the only screwed up one in this. No, everybody else is screwed up too.
We thought we were the only ones that had no memory.
We all thought we had dementia.
Right.
No, everybody's got dementia.
Yeah, we're writing ourselves notes for 2086 because we're scared that we're going to forget why. Remember when we were mediums? Who are you?
That's right.
Are you Artie? No. Are you Sky? No.
Who are these children? Who are these children? Why do they keep on calling me dad?
And why do they want my money?
Now they want my money. That's why they're calling me dad. They want my money. This one I never met before. This one's black. This one's Caucasian. This one's Oriental.
And I think there's one from another
planet. And
they're
all calling me dad. They all want money from me.
I think there's one from another planet.
There you go.
You know something? I'm so happy that you said about the memory thing.
No, I was like thrilled. That's what made my day.
So am I. Now I understand.
And this is a consistent trait. It's not just like one or two people. It's like,
oh my God. I'm saying to myself, what is going on in my brains?
You know who Larry David is?
Yes.
The comedian.
Yes.
He's the one who wrote Seinfeld and stuff.
And he's got the bald head and the glasses.
Bald head and
glasses. I love him. He's so funny.
I met a fella out there. His name is Larry David.
But
with an S at the end. Larry David's. And he has the bald head with the crown of hair and stuff like that. And his eyebrows constantly going up and down when he talked. And he had the British accent. And so he was, I love this guy. Very eccentric. A lot of fun to be with. I had him in my group a few times when we were.
Let me ask you something. Were there a lot of Americans?
Oh, you want to know something? I'm glad you asked. There was about 10 Americans, all from different parts of the country. And then there were people from Ireland, Scotland,
really?
New Zealand, Finland, Australia.
No.
A few people came from Australia.
That's halfway around the world.
Yeah, but for them, it was 30 hours for one.
Oh, my goodness.
But they had a five-hour layover at some other place, but still.
24 hours.
For that class. This is how good this college is. They travel from all over.
Guys, this is like Harvard, Yale,
yeah,
Princeton.
Exactly.
This is the Ivy League of mediumship
this
colleges.
This is the big leagues.
Yeah. You can't even get in there if you're like a half-butt medium.
No, they accepted half butts. They said, just bring extra toilet paper.
I almost said 20 words.
So It was no, but it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And
next year I'm going. This no doubt.
So this guy Larry David, and he had this voice like this, and it was interesting. So Tony said, "Tell us something about yourself that nobody else knows, or that you know that would be interesting." And so everyone was telling a little bit of saying their name, saying what they do for a living, or whatever they want. And then they said, "And now tell us something that is way out there, something that you've done that nobody knows, or very, something special about yourself. What do you find special about yourself?" And so this guy, Larry David, he wrote a song of SpongeBob. He wrote one of those, I forgot what the name of it, but the songwriter for one of the songs of SpongeBob, which is really cool. So, and he written other songs for other shows and stuff like that, I believe, I'm not sure, but that one was his biggie. And so people say, wow. Another girl, she was one of Benny Hill girls.
No.
The Benny Hill girls.
No.
Yes, and it was so funny. She did a skit at the end. You know, because Tony, at the very last get-together, because what would happen is we do a class for an hour and a half, then we took a tea break for a half hour. Then we did another...
They really do that.
Yeah, and then we took another hour and a half break, and then we went to lunch. And then we did, after lunch, for an hour and a half, which was cool.
Wow.
There was another hour and a half, and then we went for tea, and then an hour and a half. You had dinner, and then there was another hour and a half after dinner.
Really?
And then you went to bed. It was from 9 to 9.
Wow.
Or like 5-6 days, or however long it was.
Wow, that's intense.
And so the very last day, the very last session, Tony opened it up to everybody, and he said, whoever wants to do anything in front of everybody, whether you want to tell jokes, whether you want to sing songs, whether you want to play music, whatever you want to do. And there was about eight or nine of us. You know, I went up there and I told a few jokes and everyone laughed. It was really fun. And Tony was like, hold it, what's Artie going to say? Is he going to step out of the box? Is he going to, he was afraid that I was going to be like a little raunchy or dirty jokes, I kept to clean and it was for all mediums and they all liked it a lot. So
I just want to say one thing, and I'm just going to get off the track a minute, but I feel like this has not been said enough either through the media or through secondary media or through anybody really on television, even the news. I want to give my condolences to the Hahn family. Goldie Hahn passed away. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Goldie Hawn passed away.
Oh, I'm a big fan of hers.
And
oh, my God.
And I, too, am such a tremendous fan of hers. She's made me laugh practically my whole life, starting from laughing.
Yeah, she was the wacky go-go dancer with
exactly.
all the tattoos. Yeah.
And I just want to offer my love and my condolences and my
sympathy. How did she pass?
What? I don't even know.
She died today?
Not today. She died like 3 weeks ago. And
it's
been so quiet.
Wow, I didn't even know.
And
oh, my God.
I feel so badly because Kurt Russell was the love of her life, and he remains with the children. And, of course, her daughter, who is absolutely beautiful. What is her name?
Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson, right?
I was in her apartment in New York City.
Were you? Was she there?
No.
Oh, damn.
No, the reason why I was in her apartment, because one of my friends flew in from Wisconsin to stay in New York, and one of her best friends is the personal assistant to Kate Hudson.
Oh, wow.
So she asked Kate, "Can my friend who's flying into New York stay at your place?"
Oh, how lovely.
So when she stayed at her place, she asked me if I wanted to, meet with her there. And so my wife and I, who was my wife at the time, we went to Kate Hudson's apartment, and it was nothing. It was a nice apartment.
They're unostentatious people, and that's what makes them such lovely people and such a good family, And I just want to offer my love and condolences, and not to demean, I know you wanted your privacy and you probably got what you wanted, but I just want to say, as a devout, what do you call what we are?
Spiritual?
Not even spiritual, but as a fan, a devout fan.
Oh, okay.
I just want to say that you will be missed. And that I really loved everything you've done. And my heart goes out to your family, Goldie. And I hope to connect with you, maybe.
All right, everybody. Stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see it's getting late, oh please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart, and the
everybody, to Angels and Answers with Sky Siegel and Artie Hoffman.
Yep, that's right. We're here.
Yes. Yeah. So good to have you home.
So let me tell you something. Our topic that was supposed to start 45 minutes ago, but we got caught up about England and all the other
and
fun
so
stuff.
It,
yeah.
You know, on,
it's
in,
interesting.
That information
yeah.
alone is a great topic.
Yeah, it is.
You know, because people don't, a lot of people don't get to travel to London and no less go into a mediumship class.
And I was there during history of London because they ixnayed the euro. No more, they're not going to accept euros anymore in London.
No way.
London is only having the pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good too, because you know what? Euros are very expensive. Euro is more than a dollar.
Do you want to know, it was the tightest race. It was like 49% to 51% as far as people, you know, being
yes.
a part of it and other people not.
Yeah.
It was like, I think more people voted than any other election, I think, in the history of London, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Yeah. And it was a tight race, 49% to 51%. I mean,
that's
it was
like, what,
super tight.
Points?
No, two points. And there was like, I think the margin was less than a million people as far, which
wow.
is a lot when you're talking millions and millions of people.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, it was quite interesting.
Did you get to see a spot of the Queen or any of the royal family?
I didn't see anything with the royal family mm. at all. And you want to know something? There was this girl that
no
was
royals.
At the... but there was this girl. Well, there was a bunch of girls, but there was this one girl who caught my eye, and she was so cute and so much
Did
fun.
You throw it?
She was no. She was a young girl, and she was at the Arthur Findlay College, and her name is Nicola, and she spoke Ooh. Like she was Mick Jagger. She
really?
Had that like Mick Jagger type of look,
yeah.
and the way she spoke and the way
yeah.
she came across, and I just dug her. She was just so cool. And yeah, so
bitter
we,
and raw.
Yeah, she was bitter and raw. Yes, yeah, but very vulnerable too. And it was amazing. I just met so many amazing people
that
out there.
That in itself
so.
Must have been amazing, just to meet so many people from so many walks of life and to be with the Brits for that time.
Yeah, but you know, like I said, you had people, well, not only from Britain and US, you had right. people from Australia, Ireland, Scotland.
I just think that's
Finland,
so amazing.
Sweden. Norway, where else? There's a, I know there was a couple other countries that I'm forgetting, but it was
yeah,
Philadelphia.
Yeah. Wow. Philadelphia. Hey, listen, you know what? Funny. I really forgot to say one thing today, and I really want to get this out. I want to thank Guy for being with me a few times on the show. Show when you were gone.
Yeah, he was a good cover.
He did a great
He's
job.
He's a good cover band.
Yes. He did a great job. He was amazing. And folks, if you really want a good healer, call Guy. Do you have his number?
I do, and I will say it a little later once
okay.
I get a hold of
but
it.
But I want to thank Guy in case he's listening. He
Everything's
be listening.
Everything, he's listening. Everything's automatic these days. You know, you don't even remember your
I
own daughter's number.
I'm telling
because
you.
Because you just hit the name and that's
right.
it.
I
so,
never remember.
So your memory goes worth the crap,
yeah.
you know?
So I want to thank Guy for doing such a great job. He was a wonderful co-host. And we had great fun doing the shows. We did miss you very much. And I just want to say that he really extended himself and he did a great job. And he's an amazing healer.
Yeah, so I ended up getting Guy's number. And if you want Guy's number for a healing, and he does it over the phone too.
He's great.
All right. When I say he'll heal you over the phone, he'll put you to sleep. You'll be out like me. You have insomnia, he'll cure it. Just talk to Guy. I'm only kidding, Guy, if you're listening. No, but he is an amazing healer. His phone number is 646-302-1813.
Yeah, and he's really, really good, folks. In fact, Saturday, him and I will be at the Gateway.
Oh, good.
We'll be at the Gateway in Atlantic City. So
Which
come
is
to
the,
see us.
Yeah, it's at the Art Garage.
Yes,
in
Art
Atlantic
Garage
City.
In Atlantic City from 12 to 7, I believe.
Do you have it on your website or anything? Is your website?
My website's not up yet.
Oh, my God. How long was that, 3 years now?
It's not their fault. It's my fault because a lot of things came up and I couldn't do what I had to do. I had to post some pictures on there and I never got a chance. It's absolutely my fault, guys. I'm really sorry. But anyway, I want to say thanks to Guy and I want to remind Guy that I will call him later because he will be with me on Saturday. He's going to be doing some healings.
Oh, good.
I'm going
yeah.
to be doing readings.
That's good.
And I think we're the only, I'm the only
reader?
Psychic there.
Really?
Medium, yeah. I think so.
Very nice.
So come on down to Atlantic City, folks, and meet me.
Yeah, yeah, meet her, and then a little gambling, a little nighttime
stuff.
I'll
tell you if she should gamble or not.
That's right. She'll tell you the numbers to play.
Yeah, so it should be a lot of fun. I'm going to be with Guy, and my husband will be there, too. You'll get to meet the rich. And we're going to...
The rich and famous. There you go.
There you go. Yeah, so we're going to have a great time on Saturday. So, and I want to thank you, Guy. You were great. Thanks so much, sweetie. I'll call you later.
So maybe we'll talk about the healing soon. We have 2 minutes until we have to go to break. But, but you know, we're also... And I promise you, we're gonna talk the next segment, all right, the next hour. We're going to talk half about healing, learn to heal yourself, and the other topic, I forgot what it was. But I will look at my program.
You didn't send it to me.
I didn't send it to you because I stink. See, there goes my memory again. See, I don't feel it. That's my out, always.
In the middle of a text, he forgets to stop. He forgets to continue the text.
There you go. I am now trying to look up.
Well, the first topic is how to heal yourself. Which is a great topic because, you know, we all need that.
And the second topic is creating solutions to your problems.
Oh, okay.
Learning how to create solutions to your problems. So.
You know, sometimes a doctor can't heal you. You have to learn to heal yourself. And no matter what anybody tells you, unless you, even if you go to a psychiatrist or a therapist, unless you make peace with the problem in your own mind, you're never going to be able to heal yourself and get over it. But, you know, when my son passed away, God rest his soul, I felt as though I didn't need bereavement healing or I needed to talk to anybody. Everybody told me to go talk to somebody. Who could tell me, anybody, who could tell me something I don't already know, honestly, about losing your child? Nobody could tell you anything. You know, it's just something that you
can't
have to deal with.
You can't even say, oh, I could only imagine. Because that's right. You could only, or I feel what you're going through. No, unless if you experience something like that. And not that anybody should.
Never.
But it's an unfortunate thing.
Of course.
Life, right?
But I felt as though no bereavement person and no psychiatrist, no therapist could make me feel better. I had to live it out. I had to go through it. I had to go through the process of healing. And I had to get to where I am today.
And we'll talk more about that right after this break. So stick around, everybody.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.